Parshas Bo'i starts off with the warning of Makas Arbe. Makas Arbe was the second Makkah in the grouping of Be'achav. The Makkahs were divided into three groups, Tetzach, Adash, Be'achav. Arbe is the second, the Aleph in Be'achav. And as we know, the second of each group has a Asra, has a warning, but not by the Ya'ar. It's just a warning to come to Pari. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, Boy el Pari, come to Pari, and warn him for Makas Arbe. Maybe you'll think he doesn't need a warning, because he said already in Makas Borod, Hashem HaTzadik Vani V'Ami Horoshoyim. On that the Pasuk says, no, he definitely needs a warning. Ki ani hechbarati es liboy veslev avodov. I made his heart heavy, and the heart of his servants heavy. And therefore he will not listen to you. Why did I make their hearts heavy? Lema'an shisi oisoisai eile bekirboy. In order that I will place these of my signs amongst them. Ulema'an tesaper ba'ozne vincho uven vincho. And in order that you will relate in the ears of your son and your son's son. Eis asher esalalti b'mitzrayim. How I became amused and I played with Mitzrayim. Ves oisoisai asher samtivam. Through the signs that I put in them. Vidatem ki ani Hashem, and you will know that I am Hashem. The Pasuk seems to say three reasons why I made Pari's heart heavy. First, Laman Shisi Oisisai Eile Bekirbot, in order to place the punishment in the Mitzrayim. Ulaman Tesaper Bozne Vincho Ven Vincho, Pirsum Hanes, in order that you will be able to relate this to your children and grandchildren. And also, Vidatem ki ani Hashem, you should know that I am Hashem. According to the Pashat, the Pshat, and the Pasuk should have said, V'yodu ki ani Hashem, because the Pasuk is saying that you will relate this to your son and your grandson, how I became amused with Mitzrayim. And the Pasuk should have ended, V'yodu, and they will know that I am Hashem, not V'datem, you will know. They say a word from the Belzer Rebbe, that sometimes we find that parents want their children to grow up as Yirei Shamayim, and Shomrei Torah u'mitzvahs. But they don't want to change their ways themselves. They just want their children to be a certain way. And that the Pasuk is saying, Leman tesaper ba'ozne vincho uven vincho. If you want that the Torah should go into the ears of your children and grandchildren, the first thing you have to know is, Vidatem ki ani Hashem. You have to know that I am Hashem. If first you know that I am Hashem, then you can relate it to your children and grandchildren. Bal Haturim is medayik on the lashon of Boy El Paroi, that it does not say Lech El Paroi. And he says, by the first of all the makos of Ditzach Adash Be'achav, where the warning was done by the Ya'ar, over there it says Lech El Paroi. But when the warning was done in Paroi's house, by the second makah of each of these groups, then it says Boy El Paroi. So Lech is by the Ya'ar, and Boy is when he went to Paroi's house. Bal Haturim also says that the Lashon of Boy is Begematria 3, hinting to the three Makas in this week's Parsha, Arbe, Choshech, and Makas Becharis. Adik also is the Lashon of Ki Ani Hichbarati. Why does it say Ani Hichbarati? It could have just said Ki Hichbarati, because the Yud at the end means I, and Ani is superfluous. And the Pasuk continues, Vayovei Moshe v'Aharon el Pari. And Moshe and Aharon came to Pari. Vayomru Elov, and they said to him, Koyomar Hashem Elokei HaIvrim. So said Hashem, the God of the Jews, Ad Mosai Me'anta, till when will you refuse, Le'onoist, to lower yourself, Miponoi, before me, Shalacha mi v'yavduni, send out my nation and let them serve me. Ki, because, Imo'ena to l'shaleach, if you will be a refusing person to send out l'shaleach as ami, to send out my nation, Hineni mevi mochor arbe b'gvulecha, I will bring tomorrow locust to your borders. Again, Hashem says that he is bringing the Makkah tomorrow. We find that by every Makkah after Makkah's Orev, from Orev and on, that Hashem says the time of the Makkah. V'chisa es ein ha'aretz. And the locusts will cover the view of the land, which means it will be in the sky and you won't be able to see the sun and the land will be dark. V'lo yuchal lirois es ha'aretz. One who wants to see the land will not be able to see it because it's very dark. va'ochal, and he will eat, the locust will eat, es yeser ha-pleta, the remaining residue, ha-nesheres lochem min ha-borot, that remained from the borot, anything that was left over from the borot, like we said in last week's parasha, that the chita and the kusemes, loy nuku, were not broken because they were not ripe yet. So that remained for the arbit to eat. Va'ochal es kolo eitz, and he will eat all the trees hatzomeach lochem min ha-sodeh, that will grow for you from the field. The things that ripened after makas borot, before makas arbe came, that also was eaten by the arbe. Umalu vatecha, and they will fill up your houses. Interesting to note that here it switches to a lashon rabin. In pasuk hey, it was v'chisa, v'ochal. V'ochal again, three things all stated b'lashon yachid. But here the pasuk switches to lashon rabin. Umalu vatecha, and they will fill up your houses. Uvatecha lavadecha, and the houses of your servants. Uvatecha mitzrayim, and the houses of mitzrayim. Asher l'ro'u avoisecha v'avois avoisecha, that your fathers and fathers' fathers have never seen. Miyoyim heyoysam alho adoma, from the day that they were on this land, ad hayom azeh, until this day. Which it seems like it's saying a stronger lashon than it said by Barad, because by Barad, for some reason, it said a lashon of that lemin hayoyim hivosto vad oto, that there never was such a Barad from the day Mitzrayim was founded. Here it says that from the day your fathers and grandfathers were on this earth, they never saw such a arbe. Vayifen vayetze me'im Paroi, and then Moshe turned and went out from before Paroi. So that was the hasra to Paroi. Makas arbe, in a way, is different than the makas we saw previously, because by all the other makas previously, the pasuk goes into detail of the wording that Hashem told Moshe, but does not go into any detail of the conversation between Moshe and Paroi, as opposed to makas arbe, which it's the other way around. The words between Hashem and Moshe are very few. We just see that it says Boyel Paroi. It doesn't even say to warn him. Rashi throws in to warn him. But the details are much greater in the conversation, what happened between Moshe and Paroi. Vayomru Abdi Paroi Elov, and the servants of Paroi said to him, Ad Mosai Yiyazel Lonu L'Moikesh, till when will this be for us for a stumbling block? Shalach esho anoshim, send out these people, v'yavdu es Hashem elokeihem, and let them serve Hashem their God. Haterem teda, don't you already know, Paroi, ki avda Mitzrayim, that Mitzrayim is lost after so many makas? Vayushav es Moshe ves Aharon el Paroi, and Moshe and Aharon will return to Paroi through messengers. Vayom aleihem, and he said to them, l'chu ivdu es Hashem elokeihem, go serve Hashem your God, mi v'mi ha'holchem, who and who are going? Vayomer Moshe. Moshe said, "Binorenu v'zkeinenu nelech. We are going young and old. Bivonenu v'vnosenu, our sons and our daughters. Bitzanenu uvivkarenu nelech, with our sheep and our cattle. Kichag Hashem lanu, because it is a festival for Hashem to us." Kliyoker is medayik in pasuk ches and tes. First of all, why does it say a lashon of mi v'mi haholchim? Who and who? It should have just said me. Secondly, why does it say lashon of haholchim, that are going now? It should have said mi yelech, who will go, future. And third question is, why in pasuk tes does it say nelech twice, binarenu v'zkeinenu nelech, bitzanenu uvikarenu nelech? And he answers that Paroi only wanted to allow the gevurim, the men, to go, because he said it is not usual for children to go to shecht karbonis to their God. And he said, look around. Look to your east, look to your west. What is the normal way? Me, who goes to Shecht to your east? Vami, and who goes to Shecht to your west? Haholchim, who are the normal ones to go? Only the Gevurim. On that, Moshe said, no, by us it is different. Binarenu uvizkeinenu nelech, we will go young and old. The first nelech referring to the ones who have to Shecht the Karbonis. But also, bivonenu uvivnosenu nelech, we will go with our sons and our daughters, the younger ones. Why? Ki chag Hashem lanu, because this is a celebration for us with Hashem. Besides having people who have to slaughter the karbanos, which are only the older people, we also have a simchas yontif with Hashem, which is when all the families get together. And that is what he's saying. You're right. The normal way is for the Gevurim to go. That's been Oreinu uvizkenenu nelech. But since Kichag Hashem lonu, therefore bivonenu uvivnesenu nelech, we have to go with our sons and our daughters. Everybody must be there. Vayomer lehem, and he said to them, Pari said to them, Yehi chein Hashem imochem, even if I send the Tzoyin of Bokor, let Hashem be with you. You will need divine protection. Kasher Hashalach Eschem Estavchem, if I will send you and your small children. Why? Ru'u, see, kiro neged pneichem. The bad that you will do by leaving will come back at you. That is one pshat. Or, Paru was saying, Ru'u, see, kiro, a star by the name of Ro, which has a simen of dam v'hariga, of blood and killing, Neged Penechem is coming toward you in the Midbar. I see something very bad coming toward you in the Midbar. And therefore it doesn't pay for you to take your small children, leave your small children here. Leche, not like you said that the small children should go. Lechuna ha-gevarim, only go with the men, ve'ivdu es Hashem, and serve Hashem. Ki oisa, because her, avoida shechtin karbonas atem mevakshim, you are seeking to do. And it's only the way for gevarim to shecht karbonos and not for taf. And he chased them out before Pari. The pasuk does not say who, but it means the one who is capable of chasing them out. And many times we find that when it's obvious who is doing it, the one who is capable of doing it, the Torah does not specify. So after telling them that only the gevurim could go, he chased them out from before Pari. Now let us go back on the Rashi's. Pasuk Aleph, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe boi el Pari. Hashem said to Moshe, come to Pari. The pasuk does not specify why he should come to Pari. So Rashi v'hosra boi, and warn him for Makas Arbe. In order, shisi, I should put, see me. The word shas is the same as the word sum, to put, to place. And now Rashi says, even though shisi could mean past, I did put, he is saying that it means future. She'oshesani, I will put. I have hardened and made heavy Pari's heart in order that I will put these signs in it. And you will relate to your children and grandchildren how I became a player and amused with Mitzrayim. Hisalalti sochakti, I played. Kimoi, ki hisalalt bi, you became amused with me. Haloi kasheres oilul bohem, ha'omer b'mitzrayim. Is it not like you were amused with them that is spoken about by Mitzrayim? The ein loshen poel uma'alim. This word does not mean doing or actions. In other words, es asher salalti b'Mitzrayim does not mean what I did in Mitzrayim. Sheim ken hoyeloi lichtav oilalti. If that was the case, it should have written oilalti, I did. Kimoi, like it says in the pasuk in Echa, va'oile lomoi kasher oilalto li. He did to him like you did to me. Or another pasuk, asher oilali, like he did to me. So if it meant doing, it would have said oilel. But now that it said his alalti, it means that I have become a player and amused with Mitzrayim. And this is what you should tell Pari. So said Hashem, Admo Samianta, till when will you refuse le onois? Kitagumoi liskano. Like Targum says, to humble yourself. Behumi gezeras oni. The word le onois comes from the word oni, poor. May Anta, will you refuse Leois Oni Vishafal Miponai, to be poor and low before me? And the locust will cover the Ein Ha'aretz. What does that mean? Esmare Ha'aretz, the view of the land. There will be so many locusts in the sky that the view of the land, the sun, will not be shining through and enabling somebody to see the ground. V'lo yuchal, and he will not be able to see the earth. Haroya, the one who wants to see. Leroy says, Ha'aretz, the one who wants to see the ground will not be able to see it. V'loshen katsara davar, and the pasuk is mekatzer. And the pasuk means to say, V'lo yuchal leroy says, Ha'aretz, somebody who wants to see the ground will not be able to see the ground. Haterem teida ki avdu Mitzrayim, the Avdei Pari said, don't you already know that Mitzrayim is lost? Ha'od lo yadata ki avdu Mitzrayim, don't you already know that Mitzrayim is lost? This is referring to Rashi also that it said before, Terem Tiruun. The word Terem does not mean before, but means Adayin Loi. Ayin Rashi, Seif Parashas Vo'era. Vayushav. And they were returned. Hushvu Al Yidei Shliach. Moshe and Aharon were returned through a messenger. Sheshalchu Acharehem Veishivam El Pared. Pari sent messengers after them to be returned, that they should be returned to Pari. Kasher Ashalach Eschem, Pari said, Kasher Ashalach Eschem, Afki Ashalach Gamis Atzoimis HaBokor, even if I send the sheep and the cattle, Kasher Amartem, just like you said, you should know that you'll need divine protection if I send the taf also. Why? Ru'u ki ro neged p'nechem. Kitaguma, like Targum says, see that the bad that you want to do by leaving, neged p'nechem, will come back at you. U'medrash agoda shamati. I heard a medrash agoda. Koichev echot yesh sheshmai ro'o. There is one star that has the name ro'o. Amalehem parit. Pari said to them, Royani bitstagnino sheli, I see through my astrology, Oisei Kaichov, this star, Oyla Lekrascham Bamidbar, is coming towards you in the Midbar. For who simen dam vahariga? And this star is a sign of blood and murder, which is a bad sign for Klal Yisrael to go in the Midbar toward this star. Ukishechotu Yisrael be'egel, and when the Yidden sinned by the Maisa Egel, Ubikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahargam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to kill them, Omar Moshe Bitfilosai. Moshe said in his prayers, Lama Yomru Mitzrayim Lamer, why should the Mitzrayim saying, Biro'o Hoitziyom, that he took them out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them out to the star Ro'o. Zuhi Sha'omalahem, this is what Pari said to them, Ru'u, see, ki Ro'o neged p'nechem, that the star Ro'o is coming against them. So at the time of the Egel, Moshe was saying, why should Mitzrayim say that this is what was meant by Pari? This is the star Ra. They are about to be killed in the Midbar. Miad, right away, Vayinochem Hashem al Hora'o. Hashem changed his mind on Ra, on the star Ra. V'hovach has Adam, and he changed the Dam of Hariga l'Dam Miloch, to Dam of Miloch. Shemol Yeshua Isam, because Yeshua was Malvin. V'zehu Shenemar, and that's what it says in the Pasuk, Hayoim Galoisi as Cherpes Mitzrayim. Today, I removed the humiliation of Mitzrayim, me'aleichem, from you. What was the humiliation of Mitzrayim? Shehayu oimrim lochem, because they were saying about you, dam anu royim aleichem b'midbar. I see blood coming toward you in the Midbar. So originally, that blood was the blood from the Egel, because the Yidden were supposed to be killed. But through Moshe's tefillah, the dam hariga changed to dam mila, and Yeshua was maldem. Maskel David asks, that according to Pashup Pshat, it doesn't really make sense, because Yeshua was Malvem in Eretz Yisrael. So how can we say that Moshe changed the Dam in the Midbar from Dam Hariga to Dam Mila? The Mila was not in the Midbar. And Maskel David brings down Taisvis in Yevamos that says that Yeshua was Malvem in the Midbar. And just the Priya of the Mila was done in Eretz Yisrael. According to that Shita, it would be very good that the Dam Mila was in the Midbar. And Pari said, Loichein, not like you said, Kasher Amartem, like you said, Lahilcha Tafi Mochem, that the small children should go with you. Ela Lechu Advarim Ve'ivdu Es Hashem, let the men go and serve Hashem. Ki Oisa Atem Evakshim, because it is her that you seek. Oisa means Avoida. Oisa means Lashon Nekeva. Avoida is Lashon Nekeva. You are seeking to do Avoida. Bikashtem ad heino nizbuchol elekeinu. You asked until now, let us shecht to our God. Vein derech hataf lizbayach. It is not the way for small children to shecht. So therefore, let the men go. Vayigoresh oisam. And he chased them from before Parai. Who? Hareze Lashon Kotzer v'lai pirish mihamagarish. It is a short Lashon, and it does not go into the detail of who the one who chased them away was.